الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. فضل الله علينا الله تبارك وتعالى that he made al-hajj. Alhamdulillah, it's a blessing for all Muslims. And Allah تبارك وتعالى wants to purify the Muslim and to forgive all his sins with great fariba like this, fariba al-hajj. And al-hajj has purpose for that, inshallah تعالى, that the Muslim inshallah to make the intention to perform al-hajj wal-umrah. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حجوا قبل ألا تحجوا. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says إن الله قد فرض عليكم الحج فحجوا إلى بيت الله. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in an authentic hadith, Allah make the hajj command, for therefore go and perform your hajj before you cannot perform it. يأتي زمان على الناس, a time will come, the hajj will be difficult. How it will be difficult? Very costly today. Some people, they cannot offer it. Year by year, as you see, actually year by year, they increase the price. And وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, الحج فريضة. If you are able financially, you must hurry up and you perform your hajj before, because if you delayed it or postpone it will be like Salat al-Zuhr. Can somebody actually in Salat al-Zuhr, what is the difference between Fard Salat and Fard Zakah? Zakah, if you have the money, will be obligation. But can you postpone it? Of course not. If you are, because Allah made a condition in a hajj. حج البيت لمن استطاع إليه سبيلا. Perform your hajj for those who are able financially and also those who are able physically. They are able to perform the hajj. People thought, especially the younger generation, the hajj is not for me now. When I'm getting old, I check over and my hair will be white, I'm going to hajj. It's an idea, wrong idea. And who will say that in Islam, subhanAllah? Allah, when He commands the people for al-hajj, He made the condition if you are able financially. Doesn't matter how old you are, if you are about alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen and you are able financially, go and perform your hajj. Because it's like the salat. When the salat of Zuhr came and you pray, you have to pray on twice. Can you say, I'm going to postpone the salat of Zuhr for the salat al-Asr without any reason? You cannot. They have to pray the Salah on time. The same thing like Hajj. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Therefore, Hajj became Farida for all Muslim men and female adults. InshaAllah Ta'ala. And there is a preparation before you travel. You have to clear yourself before you travel. Number one, if you have any problem with any Muslim or any family members, you have to go and ask them for forgiveness. You have to correct and make a reconciliation between you and those who have a problem with you or you have a problem with them. Number two, if you have a loan and you feel actually there is a loan, you borrow money from somebody and still you have difficulty to pay the loan and you save the money on a side, you must go to that person and you tell him, I need to go for hajj. You permit me or not? You have to take a permission from the member. Alright? That's very important also. If he says no, you cannot go for hajj. You have أنت تسمحه. You have to ask his permission to let you go, because it must and priority and duty to pay your debt first, because the hajj will be obligation if you are not able to financially. Somebody has a problem with a credit card. A lot of Muslims have a credit card that is made that the shaitan in this generation. and considering the credit card shaitan in our generation. Because the Muslims fail in payment with interest, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clear all of us and give forgiveness for all of us, inshallah ta'ala. Now, but you must, what about if I have couple of $1,000 to the credit card? What I'm happy to do? I pick up the phone, I told them, Mr. Sharon, because most of the credit card is belonging to, you know that. Can you permit me to go? Of course they're going to tell you no. Or Mr. George or somebody, I asked that one, so can you permit me? He will tell you no. I need my money first. Something happened to you over there, who going to pay money for me? So therefore, I'm going to tell you, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. You disobey, you don't obey a creature, why you disobey your Lord? If this is between you and the credit card, you're going to have a plan to purify yourself very soon from the credit card or the loan which you borrow from the credit card or the merchandise and you still pay off. You have intention, but this is not going to stop you to go to Al-Hajj. You don't need a permission, go ahead. That's number one, number eight, number two. Number three, Al-Hajj, he has to, inshallah ta'ala, to have intention that he's going to Al-Hajj for the purpose, ta'at Allah, to obey Allah and His Messenger, to clear himself from the shirk and the bid'ah. A lot of people actually, they still, and the Muslim, get involved in shirk with the bid'ah, wa ya'udhu billah. He has to clear his soul. We find a lot of violation in the hajj, I'm going to tell you about it. A violation could take or deny, or you may lose your hajj because of this shirk or this bid'ah. Right? So for example, some people when they go over there and they stop your tawaf from al-Rukn al-Yamani. Rukn al-Yamani, that's the corner of Yamani. What is corner of Yemen? Over to Yemen. There is another corner facing Iraq. Call it Al-Qurn Al-Rukn Al-Iraqi. The Rukn Ibn which is towards or facing Iraq. You're going to stop your tawaf from Al-Rukn Al-Yamani close up to Al-Hajar. Al-Hajar Al-Aswad. The black stone. And in the beginning was it the black stone. It used to be white from Al-Jannah. But became black because of the what? The sins of the people. You understand? Year and by year, generation by generation. And we have to remember, kissing Al-Hajar Al-Aswad is not like you feel like Al-Hajar Al-Aswad, you will shift something beside Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Umar ibn Khattab, he cleared himself. He stood in the front of Al-Hajar Al-Aswad. قال والله الذي لا إله إلا هو أعلم إنك حجر. والله I know you are a حجر. لا تضر ولا تنفع. You don't get benefits. You don't cause any harm for anybody. ولولا أني رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقبل ما قبلتك أبدا. And because I saw the messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم kiss you, other way I will never kiss you. Clear himself from, because some people they thought, you understand, you get a blessing from Al-Hajar. La, this is the sunnah and the process and ceremony of the Hajj. You do it as the messenger did it. Rukn al-Yamani. When you start your tawaf, if you are able to touch by the right hand al-Rukn al-Yamani, that's fine. But we found on the other hand, some Muslim kissing al-Rukn al-Yamani. This is shirk. Why you kiss it? Some people when they visit the Medina and they hold the fence of the grave of the Prophet ﷺ and they kiss it. This is shirk wa li'audhu billah. You understand? Some people stand in the front of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ's grave and ask him, Ya Rasulullah, the Rasulullah ﷺ is not going to leave you believe he died the way he died. But Allah said his ruh for those who start say, As-salamu alayka Rasulullah, the Prophet himself in the sunnah, he said, Allah send my ruh to what? To answer your salam. This is a lot of things. When some people they hold and they raise their hands and hold the curtain of the Kaaba. It is bid'ah. It's not from the Sunnah at all. The Prophet he never did it. Or the Timbai he never did it. We will bring some new stuff. Kiss Al-Hajar Al-Aswad. Law of violations. So we need to have intention to purify ourselves from the shirk and bid'ah. Number three, you must learn that you're going over there and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala command you to love your brother and sister in Islam. We find the hajj when you go over there, you become selfish. He doesn't care about the old people. He doesn't care about women. He doesn't care about his brother and sister in Islam fighting for Al-Hajar Aswad. Fighting! Wallahi, I saw some people cursing each other. You kick Al-Hajar Aswad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you cannot, you are not able to kiss it. Yes, there is a benefit for that. We are able to kiss it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prevent his body from the hellfire. Need to forbid the fire to touch his body. But in the meantime, if I'm not able, from far and he by, pointed by your right hand, he said, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, 3 times. Allah will give you credit like the one who kissed Al-Hajar Aswad. It's very simple. People fighting actually in the Maqam Ibrahim. Allah Ta'ala, Allah says in the Quran, وَاتَّخِذُ مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. It's from the position of Ibrahim, the Ibrahim position of the earth. That is the place which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam used to build the Kaaba, and he looked at the Kaaba from all corners to make it to level. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala from the ceremony of Al-Hajj command us to pray to Sunnah. It is the Sunnah عند مقام إبراهيم. Not necessity to be in the position of Ibrahim itself. People fighting while the people making tawaf, you find people pray. They block the other people to go for tawaf, to go around the Kaaba. They ask for the text, could you imagine? You need to sujood. And the people go all around, ya akhi, don't block the people. All the Haram Sharif are Maqam Ibrahim. Very simple. Islam is a beautiful religion, but sometimes we are, as we don't understand our deen. So don't fight for this, and remember that it's command to respect and treat your brother and sister in Islam with mercy, because this is could cause your brother to be in risk, or feel doubt, or an old woman, or somebody to feel doubt, old man. You have to understand. We find group of Muslims. They hold their hands together, and it's exactly like if they go for jihad, and they go. If you come in front of them, you're finished. You're finished. There is no way for you to stand in front of them, because they are a group of people, young and strong. They like to hold it to be together. So anybody likes to come between, you want to go between, he finished. He finished right away. They don't care about old man, old woman. This is not the Hajj, this is not the mercy, this is not the love among the Muslims, this is the relation. Allah, you may lose your Hajj because of that. The Hajj love each other fi sabilillahi azza wa jalla. So in order to understand the meaning of a Hajj, I have to carry, I have to intend it to change my soul. Some people they take it like a job, I have money. Lay around the whole year, inshallah, I'm going in the end of the year as the full Hajj. Come back again, come back like before. You start to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and again and again. I'm going, I have money, I can go every year. Hundreds of umrah. And exactly every year hajj. We have some people like this. And when you ask them for money, for the poor people, they said, no, I'm going for hajj. That is subhanAllah, if you have intention. And you Allah give you opportunity to make perform hajj a couple of times or couple of umrah, and you have poor, they need to eat. If you have this money, save it, and you give it to the needy people, it will Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you have intention, ya Allah, I save this for hajj, but I'm going to prepare my brothers and sisters, those who are hungry, feed them, Allah will give you the reward of al-hajj. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ All the deen is upon your niyyah. So we understand this, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So we have to understand the mercy. Now quick, let's go take some exactly move. The brother who intends inshallah ta'ala to perform a hajj, they must know most of the hajj will be hajj al-tamattu'. Because if you don't leave the animal with you and you enter Mecca with it, like the Qiran, like Ifrad, we have 3 kinds of hajj, tamattu', Qiran, Ifrad. Tamattu' it means benefits. You're not going to stay with the clothes of Ihram from the beginning until the end. It was costly, you are tied up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. And you have to understand that the Hajj like Jabir ibn Abdullah, we don't have differences. Some people they said, go Hajj according to your method. It's not working. The Hajj described one hadith in detail, authentic hadith, for Jabir ibn Abdullah. حج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's described in Sunnah. There's no differences. We have to understand nothing will be, make us today go. So I thought, people believe, I'm going for Hajj for, according to the school of Hanif. I'm going for Hajj for school Abu Shafi'i. I'm going for Hajj. You divide the Muslim. The Hajj you describe it in detail. For anyone who needs to review, go and open Hadith. Sahih Muslim, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, like he has a camera, and he gives you all the step by step all the hadiths of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's no difference between the ulama about hadith. There's no difference between the ulama, can I make tawaf or not, tawaf qudum or not, or tawaf ifada or not, can I slaughter the animal or not, it fixes, everything fixes. You must learn when you go for Tanakwa, this is the most of Abul al-Hajj, that you're going for Umrah. You're going for Umrah. You're going for Umrah. You don't go for Hajj here. The Hajj doesn't stop here. So the niyyah, yes, you carry the intention to go for Hajj and Umrah. But when you intend to dress the Ihram, you must dress it that you have the idea of dress the Ihram because you're going for Umrah. Tamattu'. If you have to arrange it with your agency or the group whom you go with, I'm going to Mecca or Medina. Has to be clear. Because if you're going to Mecca, you need to dress the Ihram from the appointed place called Miqat. So some people here, they dress the Ihram in Kennedy Airport. You're going to dress the Ihram in Kennedy Airport, and you saw some people when they enter Kennedy Airport, they say, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبِيَاحِمْ رَحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. You don't stop yet. The Prophet ﷺ, when he said appointed place, that was the Miqat, he did not say Kennedy Airport. He did not say the airport of Pakistan or Bangladesh or Egypt or Morocco. There is the place the Prophet ﷺ described it and make it Miqat. You're going to start your Ihram from this place. Therefore, recommended to take a Muslim lane. Because in a Muslim lane, when you go, 20 minutes before you reach that, the pilot will tell you we are far or half hour, half an hour away from Al-Miqat. Holy Prophet, for the people like us in America and Europe and Africa, there is the place the Prophet described it, Holy Prophet. So the place, if they pass by over Rabit, you start your Ihram, and the only tariqah in Islam, niyyah all the time, where is the place of the niyyah? The intention where your heart accepted the Hajj. In the Quraysh, Allahu Akbar, you don't have to say anything because Allah, He knows. In zakah, in fasting, in everything, you don't have to publish your niyyah public except in al-hajj. So while you reach this place or equal to the miqat, the pilot will tell you half an hour will be the haram. If you drift it from the Kennedy Airport, you must, before you leave, take a shower, full shower, because you're going to find shower in the plane. And then if you drift it and you have a coat or jacket over the Ihram, two pieces or three, I think. Two pieces. There is somebody say three pairs, that the third pieces could be like underwear fabrication. Only two pieces. You have to be like this. This is the dress of the coffin. Therefore, take a shower as with intention. And then after that you travel, you have your jacket. If you want to dress the Ihram, not a day in Kennedy Airport. You sit in a plane, you're going to Mecca, remember. You don't go, if you go to Medina, you don't have to be to take shower or dress the Ihram, or you worry about the place or the clothes of Ihram, nothing, because you're going to Medina regular with the regular clothes. You don't need to go for Miqat. Because your Miqat and Milki Miqat, the appointed place to start your Ihram, will be Zuhulayfa from Al-Madina. If you go Medina, you're going to be Abyar Ali with Zuhulayfa, same name. You will be, you start your Ihram from there. But I'm going to Mecca now. Half an hour that later, the pilot will tell you, yes, we are half an hour away from Miqat. You start, you break very yourself. If you don't dress the Ihram, the two pieces, go to the bathroom, start taking all your clothes, because your stitches will be allowed for men, allowed for women only. And then after that, so I'm going to dress the Ihram in the bathroom. Make sure, shave, trim your mustache, trim your nails, and do a good perfume before you put the clothes of Ihram. So somebody going to tell you, if I put the perfume, it will touch the Ihram, yes? ثبت عن ام المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها وارضاها ان صحيح البخاري ومسلم ده برافق اعطال الشريف تبوت بص يوم بفور جيبوت الاحرام بفور جيبوت الاحرام هو يعناه الاحرام والاسمين اوركاتش ده اسمين المبرقيوب ايه ريكومندد جو اهيد then after that this is the ihram this is the ihram in the plane wait until the pilot tell you we are in the miqat when you are you say the 5 minutes you are in the miqat 5 minutes you say what you start how you start your niyyah for what you going for what umrah you don't go for hajj remember you go for umrah first you said and then when you said I am in the miqat here لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك اللهم بعمره لبيك اللهم عمره and then you will say the تلبية لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك this is beautiful دعاء شيخ how about if we repeat it together لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك
إن الحمد
إن الحمد
والنعمة
والنعمة
لك والملك
لك والملك
لا شريك لك
لا شريك
لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك
إن الحمد
إن الحمد
والنعمة
والنعمة
لك والملك
لك والملك
لا شريك لك
لا شريك لك
how beautiful this dua it's conquered our hearts we love it We remember this moment in our life. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and we are in the masjid here to provide us with hajj very soon. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to accept the hajj and umrah from the brothers and sisters who going and travel this year. So this is beautiful moment. So now I make the talbiyah, I became in a state of haram. Not allowed to put in a perfume again. Not allowed to train your mustache. No meals, no meeting with the woman, nothing at all. You reach the Medina of Al-Hajjaj, who is the city of Al-Hajj, you then to finish the process of the paper, and you're going to wear Mecca, because we're going to Mecca now. If you go in Mecca over there, and you enter, inshallah ta'ala, the hotel, put your luggage, and right away, with your ihram, and the woman also recommended to this one from the Sunnah, and go together, if you take your woman and your children, go to Al-Ka'ba. The first step to enter from the door, from the sunnah, call it door as-salam. Daru as-salam. You will be closer to the tawaf to start your tawaf. If you are not able because it's crowded, can I enter from any door? Yes. No problem. But when you see the Ka'ba, right away remember, this is the moment Allah will open the gate to accept your dua. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم البخاري ومسلم إن أبواب السماء تفتح the gates for the heavens will open Allah will open to accept your dua number one عند نزول المطر when you see the rain coming raise your hand and pray don't make the people outside when they see the rain what they say you understand but this is the time to pray to Allah Allah will open the gate for you to accept your dua go ahead number two عند إقامة الصلاة عند مؤذن مد إقامة الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله to make the إقامة pray that time that's why the best دعاء to say اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آتي محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعث الله من المقام المحمود الذي وعدته because that is the most important to pray that Allah give the honor position or the best position to who to the messenger because the messenger he will ask Allah for you inshallah in the day of the judgment to enter the Jannah now the third time when you walk you see the Kaaba when you enter the masjid and you see the Kaaba raise your hands and pray there is the books outside in the Haram Sharif, people pour it too much to read sometimes by Arabic language, so and so, and the people hurry up and finish this book. This dua is not from the Sunnah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept the dua which comes from the heart. Because we have a lot of people say, Imam or the Mutawwif, and taking the book,
and you take that, Rabbana, we will look behind them. Rabbana, Atina, Atina, Bidunya, Bidunya, Hasana, demonstration. Everybody needs demonstration. Allah doesn't want this dua. The dua will come sincerely from the heart of the people. I don't understand the Arabic. What did you mean? But there is a certain dua we need the Muslim to worry, like Rabbana Atina fi dunya hasana, because you need it between al-Rukn al-Yamani, during the tawaf, after you touch Barak ibn Awan, it was showed by your hand, you need to say this dua, Rabbana Atina fi dunya hasana, wa fi al-akhirati hasana, wa qina azab al-nar. This is important dua, you need to be mad. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahu al-mulk, wa lahu al-hamd, yuhyi wa yumeet, wa ala kulli shay'in qadir. This is the dua famous among the Muslims. And the rest, look at yourself, say by your language, African, Urdu, French, whatever it is, because Allah is the one, He teaches you the language, inshallah. Don't follow these people, because you find people, this is not from the Sunnah of Allah. Now you start in the tawaf, you start in the tawaf, and you have to be started from where there is a green light, in the right side, and this is towards the two al-Rukn al-Yamani, towards the two al-Hajar. The black stone. You start the tawaf from there. If you can touch this Rukni Yamani, that's fine. You are not able, from far as we say, you say here, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and then after. You may find some people, when they go do that, they kiss it. They kiss it. Like what is it? They say, well, who told you to do that? But they do that, inshallah. Now, you start the Ihdad, the tawaf, and make sure the Kaaba will be in your right side or left side.
Left side,
because I remember, like I told my other in another masjid, my father, when we performed the Hajj in Subhanallah, and we went with, I looked at him in the Haram Sharif, and then after that I found him, he held the old Virgin, and then my father, he took his hand of the red book, and this is the Kaaba, a Sheikh Sa'd, and my father, he starts, made the Kaaba in his right, and he takes the hand of the old man, and he go all around at his back. I touched him in a 6.5. After he made tawaf 6.5. I told him, what are you doing, father? He told me, I'm helping you, I'm old man. So subhanAllah, your tawaf is not accepted. He said, listen, you guys are very tough, you are ready, so on, so on. So I said, subhanAllah, this is not me, Sheikh. He did not trust me until I went and asked his salah. I told him, you have to start from the beginning. So my father, he did like 14 shows. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah billah. May Allah accept it from all of us. Remember, every mistake will cause you what?
Zabiha.
Every mistake. You will say, no, I don't know, ask. اسألوا أعلى الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. Ask the people who are knowledgeable, the people of dhikr, people that scholar, the imam, those who know, ask them. Because if you know, if you ask exactly how you make the $100, you will ask. In this end, you are ready to give a couple of hours in order to gain the $100. But if I know, I am going to go for some farina, I don't have to ask, don't go like this by yourself, inshallah, for Bismillah. Allah Ghafur Rahim, don't make it difficult. Let we have a process according to the Hajj, we have to do it. Seven. The first three should be Ramal. Ramal, it means the man uncover his right arm. And what did he do? He go around Ramal, between walking and what? That's what they call it, what in English, jogging?
Yeah,
okay. So you go around, woman, walk, guy, walk. No jogging for the woman. Very well. The four, after that, you cover both of the arms. We saw the people, leave the right arm, uncover for the seven. No, only uncover it for the first three only. And then walk regularly, for inshaAllah ta'ala, make any dua you want inshaAllah ta'ala, and after you finish the seven jawab, what you have to do, اتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى, pray two rak'ah, any place in the Haram Sharif, don't block the people around the Kaaba, around closer to the Kaaba, and then after that you go and drink zamzam, as much as you could drink. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, zamzam لما شرب له, zamzam for what you drink for, it's not only for disease. I need my son to pass the exam, drink them. I need access of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala help me to get a job. When I come back to America again, drink zandam with this niyyah. Anything in this life is upon your niyyah. You drink zandam for what? So you drink the zandam for anything, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, inshallah ta'ala. And then there is a Zamzam and then Sa'i, ya Sheikh, to finish the Umrah today. You go between Sa'i and Marwa. We start from Safa, and after that from the Sunnah, you finish the Kaaba, big dua. We did the ayah, if you are recite this ayah will be fine, inshaAllah ta'ala. إِنَّ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ أَوْ اعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَيْنَ الطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا. It's the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. And then you go, between the two greens, there is a place for the men to run. That's what Hajar alayhi salam, when she is looking for the water and water for Ismail alayhi salam. So what happened, she used to run in this way, back and forth. And then after that, your men will run, and the woman walking regular. And after you finish the second green line, you walking regularly to reach Marwa. From Safa to Marwa is one. From Marwa to Safa is two. From Safa to Marwa is three. And then back and forth, you start with Safa and you end with what? Marwa. That's inshallah ta'ala. You go and pray also. Every time you reach Marwa, you look to the Kaaba and pray inshallah, and then continue. Seven. What about if I am finally before we finish? Why I make tawaf around the Kaaba? I make six times and I found myself what? Boom! I lost my wudu. I lost my wudu. What I have to do? There is no bathroom in the Haram Sharif. What you have to go? You have to go where? Outside. When I come back again, for example, I make 5.5 rounds or time. And I lost my wudu. In the round number 6. So I went outside and renewed my wudu and I came back. Remember the woman, if she has a message, she is not allowed to enter the Kaaba and to make tawaf. You understand? But we talk about men or a woman whom she are clean and clear pure from the menses. So what we have to do, when you go back and you start your tawaf and you did 5.5, which round is that, or which time? Again from Al-Rukn al-Yamani, and you have to repeat the number 6. Again. Start with 6 and 7, and you finish inshallah. Sa'ya and Marwa. Safa and Marwa. Why am I making Safa and Marwa? I lost my wudu. What I have to do?
Continue.
The Safa and Marwa is not conditioned the wudu. You can go inshallah ta'ala with it. After you make Safa and Marwa back and forth, back and forth, and then after that, I found myself in Marwa in order to be outside of the state of Ihram and you enjoy everything. That's what fully tamattu'a. It means benefits. If you enter Mecca in the beginning of Dhul-Hijjah and the Hajj day, the main day to start your niyyah for Hajj is the day of what? Yawm al-Tarwiyah. That is the niyyah, new niyyah from your, you start your Ihram from the hotel, from the Haram, from the house. In Mecca, you start your ihram for Hajj in the day number 8. But we talk about the Umrah, I enter in the beginning of the Hijjah. And I found myself, it still has like 7 days. Tamattu'a, they need you to take that load of ihram and you will be out of the state of ihram when you with the one condition. To qatwa, shifwa, your head. You are going to be out of the ihram and enjoy the woman and enjoy everything that you take and you dress the regular clothes when you cut. And the man when he cut, he has to make like you go into the barber shop to take the hair from all over. Some people, they have a scissor and they cut like a little bit from all over, like you're going. Woman, she only have a bunch of the hair from under the hijab. And actually she, inshallah ta'ala, to be out of place, inshallah. That you perform with the Umrah, and then after that wait until you join everything in Mecca, until the day of number 8, or is Yawm al-Tarwiyah. You better renew your niyyah. Can I make tawaf again? No! The tawaf qudum, you already did it. You only press your niyyah and say, Labbaik Allahumma Hajj. Day number 8 of the Hajj. Labbaik Allahumma Hajj. And then after that you say, Talbiyah. It's recommended after the fashion of the day number 8, you start because you're going to Mina in that day after you pray the fajr. It's recommended from the sunnah to go Mina and pray 5 salah. 2 rak'ah for dhuhr on the time. 2 rak'ah for asr, qasr on the time. 3 rak'ah for maghrib. 2 rak'ah for isha. No sunnah for all these 4 salah. Dhuhr, asr, maghrib, isha, no sunnah. Because the Prophet, you are in a state of traveling. And number five, you say you the only sunnah permitted actually as a fasta salat period, the two sunnah for Fajr and the Watr. And then the second day, day number nine, the day of Arafah, the main day of Al-Hajj, if you pray the Fajr there, and then after that, inshallah ta'ala, you proceed to Arafah, that is the main day. I will tell inshallah ta'ala this time to start from Arafah. All of this, consider it as appetizer. There is a great rule is coming in Hajj, the day of Arafah, and we proceed inshallah ta'ala, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand our need. Allahumma taqabbalna rabbal minna, waj'alna sababan liman ihtada, Allahumma arzuqna al-hajja wal-umrah, Allahumma arzuqna al-hajja wal-umrah, taqabbal ya Rabbi min ibadika al-salihin, Allahumma ya Rabbi sha'afima inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik, unsur islam wa izza al-muslimin, ihdi awladana wa awlad al-muslimin, ihdi nisa al-muslimin, ihdi shiyukha al-muslimin, Allahumma abni lana masjid man hafin, Allahumma abni lana masjid من هذه واجعله خالصا لوجهك الكريم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضاه. اللهم اجعلنا متحابين بجلالك مجتمعين على كلامك. اغفر لنا ولاخواننا الذين سبقونا بالايمان. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشفنا من شفاء لا يغادر سقما. اللهم صلنا على القوم الظالمين. اللهم يا رب العشر ادخلنا الجنه مع الابرار الى عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار. واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.